that's still out there. And then we owe a lot to George and Lynch for all the paths that they're redoing. Instead of asphalt, they're all concrete. They're almost finished. It's only 2 months too long. We ended up with the George and Lynch folks are meticulous in their making sure everything's done perfect. They really wanted to hire a sub who wouldn't have been so meticulous, but would have been a lot faster. But it's their crew that's been out there until at the end of this week. They're going to the other crew just to finish up out back. The last piece will be all the way at the end of the second field, across the back of that second field, where the girls play field hockey today. So that's really gone pretty well, but it's been painfully slow. We'll be putting logos and the donor recognition plaque on the nest. It'll be called Burton's Nest for a family name of Leland Burton and his family. They gave a significant amount of money, and that was what they chose to name. So there will be a name on that facility. There'll be a name on both of the turf fields, but both are unnamed right now. This is a way of promoting for only. Like, the price keeps going down. We started advertising it. It takes $1 million to name one of those. And we're at $750, no bites. This is going the opposite way I want the pool to go. So we got to keep dropping the price until we get somebody who's either given that amount and wants to name one of the fields. So I'm going to drop it to $500,000 in the hopes that we get a name out for printing. It'll go on those rocks. If you've been out there, you see big boulders that, you know, what they're for. There'll be a brass plaque on them saying, you know, thanks to the generosity of some family, this is the Smith Field. So if you know anybody that can give them $500,000 that hasn't, or you know somebody that's given $500,000 that wants to name something, let us know. We'd be happy to name something after that. We walked the whole site yesterday with our owner's rep and George and Lynch and Alex from our maintenance group on the outside. We looked at the issue that Brian is concerned about, which is a pooling of water right where the high school kids come through the door. I think it's high school kids, isn't it?
It's all kids.
Yeah, it's all kids.
So we've come up with a solution where we're going to make a cut through the cement or the concrete path and put a drain in so the water drains out. It'll still, when it's raining, it's, you know, you're going to get your feet wet, but it's not going to pool anywhere, assuming the fix that we all think is the right fix is accomplished. So that, thank you for bringing that to our attention. I wasn't aware of it.
It was all the way underwater the other day, completely underwater.
Well, it'll be, until we get to it, you'll still be wet, so wear your little booties.
Is that the same door the stock come in?
No.
Okay.
No, that's a different company that's looking at that.
Okay.
Not a lot else to report. Obviously, the fields look great, including the two grass fields on the left of the turf fields. At some point, we will consider putting Bermuda grass on what has been the middle school fields down on the right side. That's pretty crappy grass, and the fields are not perfectly level like all the other four are. I think we'll do that before we build any more fields out back. We don't need all the fields that we have right now based on what I've been hearing from Steve. So I think the best thing to do is to upgrade this side of the athletic facilities with a much better grass surface. We'll do that one or two summers from now. I don't think that's something we're dying to do right away, but the foundation would like to improve those fields. And what else? The Dragon Boat Festival, which is our last one for a while, and maybe forever, netted $60,000, roughly. These are still rough numbers. As you recall, we co-sponsored with Lewis Public Library. They gave 20% of the funds that were needed up front. We gave 80, so we didn't have as high an expense ratio, but we give back to them 20% of the 60, so they get 12, we get 48. So we will clear 48 or a little better than that on this this year's Dragon Boat, which is better than last year. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was last year? Do you recall?
About 40, 44, somewhere in that neighborhood, and we had 100% of it. So 60 versus 40 or so is a big pickup this year, even though we had fewer boats. There was much more activity with the shirts and all the other stuff. So that was a good result. The negative is, what are we going to do next? And that's Gina's job, is to figure out what else can we do as a new, exciting new event that people want to come to. And that'll run for a couple of years. It's like the gala now. The gala is still strong, but it's been stronger. And that's what we do in early March, as you all know. And I guess Derby Day we're going to be doing again this year. That may be the last time we do Derby Day. So it's anybody that went to another school that did something like this, some kind of a fundraiser, let us know, or let Gina know what was successful at the schools you went to or your other kids went to. And we will try to figure out what we're going to do to keep a nice revenue stream of maybe $100,000, $80,000 to $100,000 from our events every year. Today, that's going to the foundation. At some point, we may turn that over to be a school function, not a foundation for funds. And once we get everything all paid off at the foundation, I think that's what we'll do.
But we're still doing the, we're doing the gala this year, though, right?
Yep. Yeah. And we're doing the Derby Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're doing the race, the foot race.
We're doing Race for Education, but we're doing something.
Color Run.
Color Run. It's a color run.
Oh, love it.
Yes, but it's a new twist. Okay. The kids, and it's going to be not more kid oriented. There are going to be other kinds of activities for the kids that day. Gina's working on that, and teachers are having input on it too. Most of the Joe, could I ask a question about outside? The area that goes from in front of the baseball area. The grassy, weedy stuff. Is that going to be leveled any time now, or is it just going to stay like this?
Because we've added so much concrete and asphalt,
mm-hmm.
All the water calculations for water drainage depended on us building the tennis court and having storage for water underneath the tennis court. Mm-hmm. So they were going to dig way down, put big storage lockers effectively for stormwater management. Since we didn't build the tennis courts, we need to use most of that space out there for, it'll be about a foot deep or 2 feet deep when it's filled with rainwater for a place to capture stormwater.
Okay.
So the answer is no, we're not going to do much other than where there's a dirt pile or where there's a junk back there.
Yeah.
That will all be cleaned up.
Okay.
The dirt pile we're going to keep, but we're going to grass it. So
yeah.
It'll still
okay.
be a pile. But that will come in handy later on. It's always nice to have topsoil hanging around.
Yeah.
Because you always need it for something. So we're going to try to make it look better out there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Just a comment that the gala at the Starboard is March 2nd, Friday, March 2nd.
I don't think it's Friday.
No,
it's
so.
Friday.
Tuesday, Saturdays.
Yeah.
It's, ooh, all right. I have it on Friday, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think the date was wrong on the Sussex Academy News. I got Gina to change it.
Okay, so what is it, the 3rd then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
That way you'll remember because you got it wrong. All of us will remember.
Isn't Derby Day going to be at Baywood this year?
Derby Day will be the first Saturday in May.
But at...
It's going
to be... At Baywood, I thought.
Oh, no, it's going to be...
It's Historic History Museum, right?
I thought it was Baywood this year.
I thought it was going to be at Baywood.
That's what I thought, too.
I think Gina went to the city council just the other day. At least she told me this. And
oh, so they're going to move back to us?
I think they're going to do it right where they did it the last time.
Okay.
Oh, really?
They
it was
are?
Nice. It was a nice location.
Yeah, I mean, it was great there.
That was, yeah.
And this is the last year, correct?
I think that's her thought, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, I have that on Saturday, May 5th.
That's probably right. The first Saturday
in
May is always Derby. It's always Derby.
Joe, it looks beautiful out there, I'm telling you.
It does.
It really does.
It looks so nice out there. looks like a college campus.
Well, when you, as all of us do, you focus on what's wrong with the school.
When you're building it, when you're building it.
What's wrong with the school building? You gotta turn the switch the other way and say, what's right? The financials are great. This is an unbelievable facility. I can still see some scar, things that need to be done, but I'm very, very proud of what has been accomplished.
It is gorgeous.
It should be.
Yeah, I mean, to go on to that point, our daughter has a lacrosse team that practices on the fields once a week. And a lot of the kids are from Maryland, and they all families come up and they practice on Thursdays. But they're all like, is this a private school? Like, we haven't heard of this. Like, this place is phenomenal. So I think it's a good, great compliment for the campus.
That's all I have.
All right. Committee reports, those that were submitted were emailed out. The only comment I have on committees is if you are a committee who needs something, please utilize your channel through me so that we can get you, if possible, what you need. It's come to my attention that if there are some committees that are frustrated because they don't have what they need, but if you don't ask me, I can't help you. Old business?
Wait a minute.
Oh.
We were gonna say something about, we were going to discuss program development, weren't we?
I reached out to Denise.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, we do need to get the program development committee moving. We're strongly, a lot of those board goals for the year were assigned to program development. Jen and I have been a little underwater. I reached out to Denise today to see if she'd be willing to chair it. I haven't heard back from her yet, but if anybody would like to chair it, we can use some help.
You're gonna throw Denise under the bus?
You know how it is, if you're not here.
That's right, he'll show her.
Don't miss.
Wait till you see what else she's gonna be doing.
I would like to make a comment about building the grounds. It wasn't part of your submission plans, but one of the things that Trish has asked me to look at is, what are we going to do with all the bricks we have? We have a lot of bricks from the old school and a lot of bricks from the new school, usually sold by the PTO as a fundraiser. And put your name, your child on the brick and the year they graduated or are planning to graduate, or something else. Any message you want to on the brick for, I guess, $100?
Yeah, so I think.
So it's a good fundraiser because it's easy for people, much easier for people to give $100 than deal with maybe thousands of dollars.
$500,000 for the field.
So what we're thinking about, and this is just a thought for all of you to think about and see if you think there's a better answer to it, including you, Lance, is around our flagpole, we've put some flowers and stuff, but they constantly, it's a maintenance nightmare. You gotta keep changing the flowers when they die, if we don't water it or whatever it is. So we thought we would put a brick patio effectively around the flagpole. And in the front of that would be a statue of a Seahawk that we have at our home that we're going to donate to the school. It's really an eagle, I think, but we're going to call it a Seahawk. Everybody knows it's a Seahawk. But it looks like a Seahawk to me. It looks like the one outside that Kevin Fleming photographed on the back of where Andrea is. We think that in front of the flagpole with a light up on the top of the roof over here, shining down on that until midnight every night, which is a good security thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then a light down at the bottom shining up at the American flag. If you light up an American flag until midnight, you can leave it up. You don't have to keep taking it down and putting it up. So I think it would dress up the front of the school, not with flowers, but with these bricks in a very prominent place, as well as the Seahawk. Original thought was to put it back as you enter the sports complex on these new concrete paths. But I think it's the only people that see that are the athletes and the athletes' parents. It'd be much more visible out here. And hopefully, the kids will like it that there's the Seahawk right there in front when they walk in the front door. which they never do, they go in the back door.
It also kind of points to the history, or somewhat, it points to the history of the school, because the bricks were first, I don't know what year they did those, it had to have been. I know that there are kids who have graduated of college and are in jobs for 2 years that, whose names are on those, so.
It was the first or second year they did that.
Pardon?
First or second year, and then they did it ongoing.
Because we brought over one of the bricks that were there over here. And then those, they've since sold bricks the last time.
Do we, anybody have, do we know how many, bricks we have, like, rough idea, is it 500?
Alex does. But I don't know whether all the bricks have been purchased by this current PTO.
It was sports, I think it was.
Boosters.
Sports boosters?
It was sports.
Okay.
What would it have been, sports boosters?
It was sports.
It was sports boosters, yeah.
They're all out back by the maintenance shed, on the left side of the maintenance shed and behind it. And they're different shapes, it's kind of have to take an artist to put this all together, because there's some are square, some are out, rectangular.
Probably all of them aren't the same color, you know.
They're all kinds of.
You know, it's gonna be, need someone with an artistic eye in mind, you know, not just.
How about our art teacher?
I don't know, she might have.
But if anybody else has a better idea of where the bricks should go, where the Seahawks should go, tell Lance, because Lance will be, I'm turning this over to Lance.
Got it.
I like the idea very much.
It's pretty. Sounds pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's better than where they are right now.
I also think, just another thing for your budget, Lance, we need benches out front here. It just tears me up that when I get here, when school's over, to see people sitting on the concrete or sitting inside. There's no place to sit out back, I mean out front. And that's where the kids wait for their rides when their parents are picking them up. So we need to make it a little bit more receptive to how it's being used right now. Can that be part of your budget, Alan? No.
Sure.
One of the things you can do is go to, like, the Canal Front Park. There are benches there. I don't like the ones that have no back on them, but the ones that are some kind of a metal that doesn't rust, and painted and coated, I think, with a rubber coating, and then some epi wood or something that never rots. These are very attractive, and you could probably get the, you know, the color instead of green, which they are, get a blue or purple, so it looks like the roof.
Get to a fundraiser.
I was going to say, it's a fundraising opportunity.
Yeah.
This bench.
Buy a bench.
Can't afford to put your name.
Class gift.
Field.
Great idea.
Oh, a class gift's a great idea.
Got to wait 4 years to get four benches, though.
This is true.
Unless you can get those freshmen to step up early.
We can look into the Bliss company who's doing the rubber surfacing. They also provide benches. Maybe they'll throw a couple in for contract.
Even better, Lance.
I'll work on
Lance,
that.
Lance, did you show that? Did you show that product to everybody?
No, not yet.
You should.
I can.
Sure. Go ahead.
So we looked at, we had a couple different products to do the infill out there between the two field surfaces where the crush gravel is right now. It's about 9,000 square feet. Like 4,500 square feet on both sides, and it's a rubberized surface, and it comes in two layers. It's about an inch and a half of a softer durometer layer underneath, and then a harder durometer, a half inch layer on top, which is all chrome rubber. So they grind up old tires and color it, and then mix it and pour it in place. So it's a poured surface. It's not like something you roll out. So they're ready to go. We had a couple of different quotes that I showed Joe, and it looks like the one company came in significantly cheaper than the other. So we had a sample made up. The original sample was like a 50-50 blue and black, and we had them come back with adding some gray and purple into it, and I think it turned out really good.
We love it.
it came in yesterday. I had them overnight because I wanted to make sure we had it for this meeting because they're ready to go with it if we can turn them on. And I think the colors look really good. I think it'll look good outside. You guys took it outside.
We took it out. We put it down.
We love it. It was great.
And it's, I think it's going to be a great surface. And it has, I can pass this around and you can take a look at it, but you can squeeze it and you can feel that when you walk on it, it's not like you're walking on concrete that has a coating on it. It has a nice give to it.
Is that permeable that the water goes through it?
Yeah, it's this will water will run through this.
Okay.
That's under the bleachers?
No.
No.
This is in between the concrete pads.
Okay.
In the center.
And the bleachers.
Where the light posts are.
Okay.
This is meant for little kids. I mean, the thought anyway is you come to watch your ninth grader play soccer, or play lacrosse, or whatever they're playing on the field. There's probably a younger child in that family. And hopefully we can put out, for instance, during the soccer season, we can put out the lacrosse goals and have a couple of soccer balls there for little kids to kick around and play out there and be real safe on this kind of surface. Originally, we were thinking about putting the playground out there, but we sort of backed off of that because of liability issues. And we still may have liability issues, but this is pretty soft when they land on it.
Yep.
Thanks for the new color. That's much better than this.
Yeah, so I think they said their lead time was about 3 weeks from when they get turned on. So
we have to go down 2 inches?
Yeah, I've already instructed Carlo about the prep work that Georgia Lynch needs to do to get this ready to go. And he's aware of that. And we're about two or 3 week lead time and then they can get in. I sort of pressured them to get this done because we wanted to get this before it got too cold. There's certain limitations with the temperature, but I think we're good up until December. So if we can get this done mid November, it'll be done and be good. And then I don't know if this ties into the foundation, but the LED lights that we discussed earlier in the previous meeting, we had the company come in and retrofit one of the classrooms here.
Yeah, room 203 is an interior room, so it has no windows. So it's also one that we don't have any students scheduled in this year. So it has been retrofitted with LED. It's really, really nice. And afterwards, I can take you over and make sure the room is open. And it's a nice light. I took the art teacher in with me and said, you know, this is the kind of light you're going to have in your classroom. Is this going to work for you? And she was very pleased with it. It's a warm feel. It's actually brighter in the room than with the lights that they had previously, which were just like these.
So. Was that before the PSAT?
It was done on October 12th.
So we did take the PSAT in that room too.
Yeah, so we wanted to get a demonstration. You know, Brian had a good suggestion to, you know, to do that. You know, we're going to, you know, spend some money there to do this project. We want to make sure we're getting what everybody wants. So we did a demonstration. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm excited to see it. But I think after we see that and we agree that, hey, let's move forward with it, then I think we have a campaign that we've put together as well for that's going to be going out, I think, in the next week or so, to raise the $100,000 that we're trying to raise to pay back the, I guess, loan from the foundation.
This is starting to sound like a private school. Fundraiser for everything.
But this one pays back the overtime, so.
Yeah, what is the, do you have a figure as to how much we would save on electric bill if you did the whole?
Yeah, so the 44. The rough numbers were is $120,000 for the whole retrofit, and it's gonna, on conservative numbers, save $40,000 a year. So it's a three year turnaround, and then we're in a good $40,000 that we didn't have before, plus have an asset that's gonna last 15 plus years, and also reduce the amount of maintenance associated with constantly going around and changing lights and everything.
It's also very environmentally friendly, is it not?
Extremely.
Yeah.
Now, there's a plethora of benefits associated with it, and we sort of outlined that with the campaign that we're sending out to the families. And it has a breakdown of the environmental impacts associated with doing this, as well as the impact from Sussex Academy and what we could do with the extra money that, so it gets some buy-in. It's not just like we're paving a road and if the road's paved, like this is gonna pay back over time as well.
Great.
Old business?
The audit report, at our last meeting, the treasurer's office quarterly bank reconciliation report had still not been issued for for June 30th, 2017. That was issued on October 5th. I notified the auditor, and then yesterday we received, they were able to put whatever information they needed from that report into our audit, and yesterday we received the final audit. And I sent that out to everyone this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already approved it, but I'm just updating you that that has now been finalized. DOE has it, so we're good to go there.
And what we approved is what came out in the final.
Yeah.
Preliminary was that.
Financial training, that's now available online 24/7. If anyone wants to redo it, you're welcome to redo it.
Is there any benefit to redoing it? Do we get a bonus?
They will issue an October compliance report, and if we have any board members who have not finished the training, we will be out of compliance. But if they finish it before the end of November, they will change the October report to say that we are in compliance. I would like for us to be in compliance if we possibly could, since we're up for charter renewal. So if anyone doesn't have their training done, I have directions on how to set up an account for PDMS. It's just an online course delivery system. I think there are 9 modules to the training, and again, you can do it anytime you want to do it.
So how many board members are out of compliance? Do we know? Okay, so you'll take it. When do they issue the October report?
At the end of October.
At the end, so the 30th. So, Anna, are you going to take it before the end of October?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be good.
So that's good. We don't have to go to Dover anymore. You can just go online and do
great.
It.
Yeah, they had first.
Really great.
Great.
Yeah, they had it to Dover, and then they did telephone training, teleconference, and now they've finally put it online.
Yeah, mine was a live webinar. It was good.
Glad you don't have to go there. Anything else under old business?
Nope.
All right, new business?
Which scholarship? Just a reminder about.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. At the end, or last year when we had our first graduating class, the board sponsored a scholarship, and I think we set a number that was recommended per board member.
$200. I think we said that wasn't it $2,500? Wasn't our scholarship $2,500, Debbie?
I thought it was $1,500.
I don't remember.
More than $1,500, I think she's closer to around.
Yeah, I think it was.
It would have been $2,500, Debbie.
So there's two, was that the foundation?
Well, one was foundation, and one was board.
Okay.
The boards was, $2,500. The foundation gave $1,500, and then very, very generously gave to each high school student graduate at
so
that time.
We asked every board member to put in $200.
So we would like everybody to make that contribution again this year, please, and also to contribute to the annual fund. Or I guess last year, we went over last year that part of the duties of the board members are to contribute to the school. And at the end of last year, they put on the back of the newsletter everyone that had donated to the annual appeal. And I had somebody come up to me and say, wow, look, there are board members who aren't on here. Really did. And then I was kind of horrified, but then I realized that it was just the annual appeal, and it didn't take into account those board members who had given to the foundation or other members of the school population who hadn't given to this foundation. So Gina will make that clear the next time when they do a publication. So just if somebody questions you like they questioned me, you have an answer to that. But, and
this,
I guess...
This year we're going to do the parents of Disney.
Oh, yeah.
It is just important, kidding. Though. It's important for us to be able to say that we have 100% board participation in giving. So...
We have to set the example.
If you haven't given yet,
we have to set the example.
Please do so.
So and
the,
I guess
for
last
the
year...
For the, let me just interrupt. For the scholarship, that's not a...
Aside
a
from the scholarship.
Name. That's something we'll do in April or May to fund.
But if people can start planning now, and if you want to contribute it early, I'm sure they'll set it aside for you.
But I do think this is another ask. So $200 for the scholarship if everybody's okay with it. And then whatever you can give to the annual fund.
Correct. And last year I made the request that we talk about the money globally that was expected from us, the contributions, the financial. So those are the two pieces that I see we're asking board members to make. Am I missing anything? Does anybody know?
All right. You mean financial contributions?
Mm-hmm.
Just that board members would also show up to any, as much as possible.
Time commitment.
Well, but
yeah.
Any fundraisers that we have.
Oh, the fund.
Buy tickets for the events.
Right. Bid on a, what was that guy? The stroke master guy?
Boat captain.
Yeah. And I guess last year when we called, Gina said we had a choice of whether to make the contribution to the foundation or to the annual appeal. Does the school have a preference on which one we as board members give to?
Annual appeal.
The annual appeal? Okay.
That's where I think it should go. I think the foundation's going to be taking a much, much more backroom perspective than we have.
Okay.
And it would be much more important for us to have the annual fund and things like that be from the school alumni, the school parents, grandparents, and so forth. That should be the funds that go to the school's coffers.
All right. Anything else under that? Bonus funds? You
want
to talk about
that? Yeah. Last year, around this time, or maybe even in September, we asked the board if we could set aside some funds to use at the end of the school year to recognize some of the staff members that have sort of made contributions above and beyond. And you allowed us to put aside some funding. I don't think that we used all of it, but we did do some recognition of employees at the end of the year. So I would ask that, I think last year it was 30,000?
It was 40,000.
Was it up to 40,000?
I thought it was.
And we set that aside in our budget. Is that what we're looking for, is a motion to?
What I would do when I revise the budget, you know, as I do on a regular basis, I would then include something in there.
If we have a motion and a vote on it?
Okay.
Make a motion that we revise the budget to include a line in for $40,000 for bonus funds to give teachers and staff that have gone above and beyond an award.
I second the motion.
Steve seconds. Any discussion?
Yep.
Joe?
I am against a bonus fund that where if you take 40,000 divided by the number of teachers, so everybody's perfect. That's not a meritocracy, that's socialism. If we're going to put $40,000 aside, it seems to me we ought to put it to our administrators